Life Audio.
Hey, sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe, just like you, grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me, along with occasional guests, as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to experience personal revival for you and for your family. And so, you know what I like to do? I always like to break down words. And so, in this episode, I'm going to talk about what is revival. Like, it can look like so many different things, but honestly, it is a personal experience that you're having with God. No matter what that looks like, whether you are at an event, whether you are having it at home, whether you are in church, whether you are just off in your car by yourself, it's personal. And it's a place of repentance. It's a point where you are just crying out to God and letting him know that you just want to be more and more on fire for him. You know that there is like this dryness that's happening in your life. You maybe don't feel on fire like you used to. And the Bible tells us to return to the Lord. He tells us to come, to draw closer to him, right? To return to your first love. So if you feel like you're not as close to the Lord, if you feel like, you know, you've just gotten caught up in the busyness of life, or maybe the trials of life have just really just weighed on you so heavily that maybe you've even begun to just kind of turn away from the Lord, or maybe you're just not as close to him right now, then the Lord is saying, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. This, again, is personal. This is a personal revival. So again, no matter where you are when this is taking place, it's between you and God. So if you feel like right now you're at a place where you need to just pause and consider your life, the things that you've been doing, and you feel like, you know what? I know that I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I know that I am not as hot and on fire for the Lord as I once was. Then I want to encourage you to go to God and ask him to help you to have that fiery relationship that you used to have. You know what I mean? And so go back to the time when you first accepted Jesus Christ, like how excited and how pumped up you were to even share the gospel with other people. That's when you have to like check the temperature of your heart and see where you are. And let me tell you something, I have to do the same thing. I have to pause and consider like, where am I? And for me, I'm at a place right now in my life where I'm just like, Lord, I just want to be so, so close to you. Have you ever felt like that? Like you just knew that you needed to be ever so close to the Lord. And so what I want to do today is I want to just have you just take some time and examine you, examine your heart, examine your mind, examine your life, but also consider your household. Sit down on the sofa and have that conversation with your husband, or if you're about to be married and your fiance, and just check the temperature of your heart. Are you on fire for the Lord? Are you in the Word? Are you praying for people? Are you praying for yourself? Are you praying for your household? When you're going through things, are you going to God about it? Or are you going to other things, other vices? Are you drinking? Are you smoking? You know, are you going to watch a movie to just kind of drown out the things? Are you going to take pills to just like, just drown it out, the things that you're experiencing? In moments like that, That's when God is saying, I need you to repent and I need you to come to me because I want to be the only person, the only one that you run to when you need help, when you need change, when you need deliverance, when you need healing, when you need transformation. Yes, he will use people to help you, to minister to you, to encourage you, to comfort you. But you also need to know that you need to go to the one that can change everything. And that's the thing. He is a jealous God and he longs to spend time with us. He longs for us to sit at his feet and just listen, read the word of God, let it read us. That's what he wants. He wants us to be transformed by that word, be transformed in our minds and in our hearts and in our actions. And that's what God is calling for right now. He's calling forth change. He's calling forth repentance. That is what revivals and awakenings are all about. So a lot of times, and I want to address this real quick, because sometimes people will say, oh, well, it's just emotionalism and it's this and that. And really and truly, I just want you to just pause on that. If you're thinking that or feeling that, you know, I don't want you to think that. I don't want you to feel like that. I want you to just make it personal, because that's what I'm talking about today. It is personal between you and God. It doesn't matter if you go to church, if you go to an event, if you have it in your house, no matter where you are, it's between you and God. It's between you and Jesus. Amen. So before I go on any further and I talk about family, because this was all about personal, right? We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when I get back, that's what we're going to talk about. So stay tuned for more. Welcome back. All right. We're going to be talking more about how to experience personal revival for you and your family. So in the first half, I already talked about personal revival and what that looks like for you. But I also want to talk about what it looks like for your family. So we want to go inside the house. We're talking inside out here, right? Let's go inside the home. What does it look like for you and your household? Even if you're single, what does it look like for you when you get off work? How's your relationship with God? If you have a relationship with your fiance, or maybe you have a boyfriend, but I just want to know, like, what is that like? What do y'all talk about? What do you talk about over dinner? I know there are things that you can talk about, like the normal things of life and goals and things that you want to experience. And even if you're talking about marriage or, you know, whatever, but do you talk about God? Do you ever talk about your life in him? Do you ever talk about going to church together? Do you ever talk about getting into ministry together? Now, if your husband is not saved, continue to pray for him. Continue to lift him up. Continue to shine bright in that house. Continue to be the woman that God has called you to be. Continue to love him and respect him and lift him up continually in prayer, because the Bible says that with your godly conduct, the way that you carry yourself in that home, you can win him over with the gospel. Just by that godly character in the home. Remember, this is inside out. It's the heart, but it's also about what's actually happening inside of the home. And so are you praying together? Are you watching good, wholesome films together? You know, are you going to Bible study together? Maybe there's a Bible study that you can do together as a husband and wife, or with your fiance, or with your boyfriend. And I pray that you are equally yoked if you're dating someone, and that you're having kingdom conversations. And the other thing I would talk about is children. Are you doing devotion with them? Are you praying with them? Are you praying for them? Whether they're teenagers or babies or, you know, adolescents, whoever they are, whatever age, male, female. Let me tell you something. Pray for your children and don't stop praying. No matter what they're doing, even if they're wayward, even if they're rebelling, even if they're just doing the most, even if they're just doing things that are so hurtful, even if they're going through things that are hard in their lives, maybe they're sick, maybe they are struggling in some type of way, anxiety or depression, or maybe you don't know what's going on, then I want you to lock hands with your kids. I want you to pray for them. If they're far away, pray, do it, send a text, reach out to them on Messenger or Facebook or TikTok or Snapchat if you have it. Reach out to your kids. Talk to them, have those conversations, have those intimate, deep conversations, just as you would with God, just as they would with God. You are a parent, just as God the Father is our parent. And so if your house needs revival, pray and ask God to send revival into your home, to revive your marriage, if it's failing, if you're struggling to revive the love that you once had for your husband, to revive that love. Amen. Every circumstance, every situation is different. And I know that. But I want you to pray. And I want you to pray and ask God to send forth a revival in your home. Revival with you, revival with your children, revival with your spouse. If you have roommates and you're in college or wherever you are, revival for your roommates, revive it in Jesus' name, because God is calling for it. And in the midst of that, when you are spending time in prayer, go to God and repent of anything that you know that you've been in sin with, because that's what it's about as well. God is still calling forth repentance. John the Baptist, when he came right before Jesus came, he was calling and crying out for repentance. He was saying, repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And so God is saying, repent, repent, because Jesus Christ is coming back again. And we see so much going on in our world, and God sees it. He knows it. There is an expiration. The Antichrist is going to take his place. You know, and we have to be on guard. We have to be alert. We have to be sober minded. We have to have oil in our lamps. We have to keep our fire burning. And so that is what Jesus is calling for right now. That is why revivals are happening all around the world. This is a great awakening. And we know that there have been many revivals happening all around our world from century to century, but God is calling for it again. And he's calling for it right now in our day and in our time and in our generation. And so what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Again, this is talking about personal revival. Sure, if you can get to a revival event that's near you, go, right? Because the worship, the messages that are going to come forth will help you to draw closer to God. And if you need to repent about anything, go for it. Do it. Don't wait until the event, I will say. Do it tonight. Do it right now in this moment. Whenever you're listening to this, do it. Just do it. But if you need to go to a place, if you need to go to an event that's happening, if you need to watch a video because they're happening, you can just watch a video and just, let me tell you something, God can move through a video, okay? And so just have an encounter, have an experience with God personally for you, and have it in your house with your family. Amen? Amen. Thanks so much for joining me. Well, before I get out of here, I do want to invite you to Revival that's actually happening in Austin, Texas. I'm actually hosting it through my nonprofit organization, Inside Out Worldwide. That is my new nonprofit, and I am so super excited about what God is going to do through it. But this event is happening on Saturday, October the 21st, and it's going to start at 9:30. You want to get there at 9, okay? Get you a good spot. And so go ahead and RSVP. Let us know that you are going to be attending. We are excited about it. We're super pumped to see what God is going to do through each and every person's life. Because again, just as I've just finished talking about, this is personal. This is personal between you and God. And so if you come to this event, again, it's called Come All. You can go to insideoutww.org to go ahead and RSVP as soon as you can. If you come, if you're in the surrounding areas, remember, this is for you. This is not just for the person that's in front of you, behind you, beside you. This is for you, okay? It's for everyone that's going to come, but I want you to experience the Lord for yourself. I want you to be hot and on fire for the Lord for yourself. I want you to just come and receive a word for you, all right? The messages are going to be amazing. The worship is going to be awesome. There's going to be food and baptism. If you feel like you want to be baptized, you can. We're not going to stop any of it. So just come. It's going to be awesome. All right. So go ahead, RSVP, let your family, your friends know. Go ahead and get a hotel if you need to get a hotel, if you're flying in. Because let me tell you, hotels are filling up because there are several events that are happening that weekend. But if you can bunk up with some family members or some friends or get together with some girlfriends, some sister friends, then go ahead and do that. And y'all can just split it. But I would love, love, love to be able to see you here. And again, if you're local, if you're living in Austin or around Austin or in Texas, then go ahead and drive, because let me tell you something, we drive in Texas, okay? Or if you're in the surrounding city, just come, because I just believe that God is going to meet you here in a special and amazing life-changing way. And let me tell you, it's not that he can't meet you right where you are right now. He surely can. He can meet you right now. We've been talking about so much today, but I do want to invite you to this event because it's happening, right? It's happening. And so I'd love to see you there if you can come. All right. In the meantime, continue to grow in your walk with the Lord. Continue to talk to Him, to continue to go deeper, continue to go deeper in your walk with Him. And I will talk to you next time. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.